اون چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
This is a part of political divine will of the founder of Islamic Republic of Iran, Imam Khomeini. What can be a better source of pride than that the U.S. government, with all its war equipment and military might, boastfulness claims allies among puppet regime all the wealth it has stolen from the oppressed countries of the world and control over mass media has become so disgraced. It is helpless to face the brave nation of Iran. The hand of the Savior, may God hasten his glad advent. The U.S. has become so desperate that it does not know to which way and to whom to turn. This is not but with assistance of Almighty Allah, who has awakened all nations.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the program Spring of Truth from IRB English Radio. I'm your host, Sayyid Mohsin Naqvi, with the viewpoints of Imam Khomeini in regards to the mosque. In one of his speeches, Imam Khomeini has mentioned that, O nation, preserve your own mosques. O intellectuals, preserve the mosques. Do not be like the Western intellectuals. Lawyers, preserve the mosques. In this part of his speech, obviously, Imam Khomeini is talking to the nation, and then he referred to a specific group in the nation as the intellectuals, and then to the lawyers. What he wants to say is that, look, the West has given an idea that you need to think about your individual life only. There is no social life. You need to think about yourself. You need to earn for yourself. You need to make your own life happy and ignore the others. The idea behind the capitalism is that you earn for yourself, you make profit for yourself and not the others. Therefore, Imam Khomeini is telling that, look, in Islam, this is not the case. In Islam, mosque has said to us, it teaches us that when we look in the mosque, people praying together, they are intellectuals, they are lawyers, they are politicians, they are maybe needy people, they are students, they are kids, young, old. All of them are standing in one line, and therefore they are giving the message that we are one nation, we are one. We take care of each other, we care about each other. It is not like secular system, it is not like West.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala.
The Western intellectuals are injecting in the minds of the people that religion is different from the politics, religion is different from the economics, religion is different from the other aspects of the life. But Islam says, no, the politics, economics, and all those things, they are within the religion, and religion has everything within it. Therefore, Imam Khomeini says that preserve the mosques. Because when you go to the mosque, when you pray with others, it means that this is the place to preserve your identity. And our identity is being the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where Allah wants us to serve Him, where He wants us to work, there we working. Now today someone is working as an intellectual, another is working as a lawyer, another is working as a politician. They all are working in the society in order to make this society a pure society and a just society. Therefore, all these things can be done when we are connected to the mosque, and through mosque we are connected to each other, inshallah.
As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.
La ilaha illallah.